See how you pour your love and compassion over all of us in the Sangha. And I can see friends being beautifully transformed. For me, the first weeks of this retreat were so beautiful, and I felt everything was going good. During the laughing, I was laughing a lot. During the crying, there was not so many tears, but I did not feel that I was holding them back. During the last week of Mystic Rose, I have become increasingly aware of an old tension in my heart, in the heart area that I cannot reach and touch all that off by watching and awareness. And it gives me a feeling that I'm not as open to allow your love to enter my heart as I'm longing for. It is very painful to see and feel this and not be fully available to your love, which my heart so much longs for. Therefore, I want to ask for your help, and if you can put some light into my situation. It is embarrassing to ask, and it makes me feel ungrateful when I see how much is already being given to me. I'm sorry that this comes now at the end of the retreat, but I feel quite helpless with it. Normally, I would watch it with awareness and wait until this too will pass, but I feel a strong willingness to risk and expose my mind and my heart, and to be true in deep trust, Rishi. No, you exposed your mind, no? You exposed your mind. You exposed your heart, yes? But are you the mind? Huh? are you the mind?
No.
Then what is there to expose them? Then are you the heart? No, we have left the mind. No, the heart. Are you the heart? Go beyond the heart also then. What is left then? Who should watch? Normally I would watch it with awareness and wait until these two will pass. Who is watching? No, if you are not, you are not. No, you expose the mind. The mind, you doesn't listen to the mind. That's why you exposed it, no? Then the heart, you leave the, forget the heart also then. Who is watching then? Beyond the mind, beyond the heart. What is left then? What is left there?
Nothing.
Nothing. Then? Then what is holding your heart then? In that nothingness, can you accept that nothingness? That nothingness, that's what I mean with the heart, no? It's not the physical heart, it's not an emotional heart. It's the heart of wisdom itself. It's your own self, no? Which is not the mind and is not the emotional heart. But it has to be open. Open it is. So if you expose the mind and you expose the heart and you go beyond, you let that at peace, what is left there? Nothing. No? But somebody is aware in that nothingness. Yes? Somebody is aware in that nothingness. Is anything closed there?
No.
Nothing is closed. Then who has the problem now? Who has the problem?
I don't know.
No.
Huh? I don't know.
No. Do you know that person who have problems?
No.
No. No. Huh? No. How come you're smiling so much now? How come you're smiling so much? Who is that bugger who has this problem? And who thinks it's embarrassing and all that and feels sorry and very painful? Who is this person? It's not you, is it?
No.
No.
It's not me.
No. So this is what we mean by identification, no? You get identified because it's been hanging around for so long time. But you are not that. You are not that. You are the one who can watch that, no? That is the nothingness, that is the consciousness, that is what I call the heart also, the heart of wisdom, no? You can watch all that. But it's not you. That person with all those problems is not you. So in the nothingness, what is painful? Nothing. So in that space, what is needed or not needed?
Nothing.
Is it anything to do there? No. Is there any meditation to do? No. This is what the sage has been saying. Realize that and live happily. Just do whatever you have to do. Doesn't matter. That is self-knowledge. You know that you are untouched. And whatever you do, whatever your life you live, it doesn't matter. You are untouched. How is it there? Are you open there? Open. Forgetting that, we forget everything. Realizing that, you realize everything. That's the only thing that is worth knowing, your own self. Then you can talk about it, you can say anything. Just treasure it. It's beyond doing or non-doing, no? But in some mysterious way, it is seen. How is the heart now? How is the heart?
It's peaceful.
Peace now, peace. So this secret of secret is beyond the heart, is beyond the physical, but what happens when you touch it, the heart gets very happy now. It finds peace. It's longing for that now. So even though it is beyond it, it lives through it now. That's the sign. If you touch it, your heart gets happy. It finds peace. Everything disappears, evaporates. It is that which is transcendental in the form. Jesus said, that peace that passeth understanding. That peace that passeth understanding. It goes beyond any understanding. You can just be it. Guru Nanak says, only the very fortunate ones find the living master. And to all who comes, He reveals the true identity of God. It cannot be a right translation because he cannot reveal the true identity of God if the person is not available. So, the guru is just ready to give, but if the disciple is not available, he cannot give. Otherwise, he will reveal the true identity of God. Guru Nanak says, I have come to such a master for help, and I worship his lotus feet. He is truly a destroyer of delusions. All other practices take you around in circles. Only the living master brings true success. That's what I mean when it goes beyond any technique, any doing. It is an instant realization if you are ready for it. If you are clean enough to receive it. In vain, people try to find God in books. But all who reach across did it by going within. And the master is the mirror to go within. Beloved, please pour your grace on Nanak. Please bless him with your holy company. Please help him to reach. Beloved Guruji, God breathes in me. My heart beats with existence. Bowing down is happening at last. Nothing more can ever happen. Only gratitude forever. Only bowing down. I can drink. I finally understand your words about thirst. I'm so incredibly thirsty. I am drinking you with my eyes, beloved. Silence forever. At your feet for the very first time, Veena. I was waiting for you, Veena, wondering if you would write before the end of the retreat, and you did. That is good. Because now I can talk to you. Now, again, you became drunk in my pub. And at last, bowing down is happening at last. This bowing down you cannot do because it comes of your own insight. And then gratitude, bowing down, will be the outcome. It's bound to happen like that. Nothing more can ever happen. When you're in it, you feel nothing more can ever happen. But in another way, it's just the beginning. So don't think that this is the end, this is the beginning. I can drink. Finally, I understand your words about thirst. Yes. Because you thought you had. I'm so incredibly thirsty. I know everybody is incredibly thirsty, but they don't know. At your feet for the very first time. Yes. This is the beginning of disciplehood, of surrender. That's why I say sometimes second sannyas. There is a second sannyas, no? Because now only you start understanding. You start feeling. You start seeing. You're getting in touch with your thirst. You're opening up. so you can receive what it's all about, what the Guru is there for. Up till now, you've been so full of yourself. No? And that's why I've been waiting. I say I've been waiting. I'm always waiting without waiting. Because I cannot talk to you when you're too full of yourself. I'm bound to be misunderstood. It's a miracle if I can get understood. But then you can only understand me if you are in your heart, if you are ready to bow down. It's the only way. But the bowing down and the surrendering is the important. How long time it takes, you must have been there for 6-7 years. And for the very first time. That's what Rumi and all the masters all been saying. If you don't understand, just sit there. One day, something will happen and you get to taste what it is. In spite of yourself, it happens. Because you cannot do it. And what is 6 years in eternity? It can take 6 lives. It's a new beginning. Because what I want to share, only the heart can hear, and only the heart can feel. It is a heart-to-heart, a being-to-being communion. And now, I have seen so many letters I get, and many, many good letters, because now you come back to yourself. In the beginning, it's always like that, because you don't have any connection with yourself, with your being, with your heart, with your truth, with your longing. No, again, we have been there, and you have becoming you catching my disease, like Osho said, the Buddha disease. That is what the Buddha gives you. Satsang is a place where you can catch the Buddha disease. Then you are healed forever. And even if you hide in the back, sooner or later, you will get. It might take 1 year, it might take 10 years, it might take 20 years. It might even take lifetimes, but the seed is planted. And when you understand, and when you can drink with your eyes, and you are incredibly thirsty, then you're getting ready. But this is what the master is there for. And to become a sannyasin or a disciple, that bowing down should happen then. It should happen as you become a disciple. But it's very, very seldom that is the case. Very, very seldom. One in a million, maybe, of seekers. And seekers are very, very, very few. And seekers that become very, very thirsty is more few again. Is even less. And of those who are very, very thirsty, who gets it is even less. Is not an easy thing, But it happens. And when it happens, it's easy. So, Meena, I was waiting for you. So now I can read the other letter that I wanted to answer you in Brazil. Because now, at last, you can hear me again. Hello. I'm waiting. You can hear. Then it's much nicer when you know that somebody is there at the right place now. Beloved Babaji, this you wrote in Brazil, I have been holding back. But, yes, everybody been holding back. And this you wrote just at the end of the last retreat. So, then is already that much stack of letters. It's very difficult then to start. Something is burning inside of me. I'm trying to find a way to share this. For 12 years now, I've been sick. The first 6 years, I was really, really sick. And for the past years, I have gotten so much better. Now I'm only have this ME disease. And the thing is that I don't really believe in it anymore. I don't see a reason for me to be sick any longer. I have seen some fears about living. Yes, that's exactly how it is. When you start getting insight, which you are bound to get around here, then you see that you don't need this. And what you wrote today, when there is only gratitude, is there any problem then? Is there any problem if you work in the kitchen or in the garden? Nothing is a problem. And you don't need this anymore. All this is just the fear of living. But I cannot tell you that when you are identified with it. It's impossible. Because you believe it yourself. You create your own reality. And if you still think that you need that protection from life, from other people, in the name of being sensitive, or being so tired, or having diseases, that you yourself have created, at one point you thought you needed it, because it was too much to live, then that's how it is. Till you come to a point which very, very few people come to that point, where they start seeing. It's almost impossible. And especially in this country, because you are fed, even the government just pays you. So you want to be sick. I'm so sick. Just give me money. I cannot do it anymore. So it's great to be sick and exhausted and not live. It's great because you get money for it and people take care of you. So I'm very happy, Veena, that you come to that you don't, I don't see a reason for me to be sick any longer. Great. And I have some fears about living. These things is what we have to go through, over fears, over conditionings, our bad habits, all these things that we have made up. They are so old and useless, no point in keeping them. No, there's no point in keeping them. But one thing is to see it, another thing is to put it into reality. And that is your next step now. To start living what you have understood. Because your true intelligence, your consciousness can see things like this. It takes a split second, and especially here in satsang. But then the next is that you have to stand up for it. You have to integrate it in your life so it becomes real. Otherwise, it's just an understanding. An existence or God will always try to push you. So you grow. So you become more real. So the problem is this, every time I tell myself I'm healthy and I feel healthy, then this old tiredness comes, or pain. Yes, because it's an old habit. It's an old habit, but you don't need it anymore. This body reaction makes me think that this strategy is wrong. So I guess my question is, am I really sick? Do you feel sick? No. Good. And that's exactly what I want to show all of you. You have to come to that conclusion yourself. It doesn't help if even the master say, no, you are not sick. Because you think there is something there, some goody-goody to hold on to, that you are sick or have your problem. You have to come to that realization yourself. I'm not sick. No, you are not sick. But this is the thing. I can only see this till people are at that place themselves where they start taking responsibility and seeing. Which you cannot do out of your ego mind. Because that is what is a slave of it. But you have a fear of living. And then you have many excuses. It came to me the other day in satsang, it's time to fight for my life. Yes. Good. Because maybe you thought you needed all this sickness at one time, but you don't need it anymore. It's a new day. I felt very scary to write this, but I don't care. I send it anyway. Yes. Many scary things will come up. Because you've been living in a totally delusion, in a false reality, which is absolutely not needed anymore. But you have to clean out and see your habits. You cannot carry that into the new. It's impossible. Damini just wrote me the other day also. She really sees her jealousy, her trips, everything is coming up. And it's not pleasant, so you just want to put it under the sofa. But it's not like that. We have to look at it, we have to feel it. We have to take responsibility. We have to acknowledge where we are so we can move on. The only way is to see where you are. It doesn't help to think that you are there in the far distance with the angels. No. Then in reality, you're sitting in a garbage dump. It doesn't help. But when you know that you are happy, that you are grateful, that you're dancing heart, then it's a different thing. It's not the thinking, it's a knowing. And then you cut through all that nonsense. You have to fight for your life. You have to fight for the truth. This wishy-washiness, it doesn't help anymore. You have to be strong. And you have to fight and be on guard and be strong to get out of your old mindset. Because even now, you see totally new beginning and you feel the thirst and the gratitude and the surrender, you have to be on guard because that is a habit of the mind. And it's much easier to go downhill than to go uphill. You have to gather all your strength. It feels like I have been falling asleep with this disease, accepting to function with only 30% of my capacity. And do you know what happened, beloved? Remember when we went to Thailand? That was so delightful and amazing. So, in Thailand, I was suddenly completely healthy. And wow, what a life. I got a taste of, thank to you. And it gave me the hope that it's possible. Yes. I work on many, many levels, and you start understanding more and more what I'm doing for you when you start getting the insights. I had to take you to Thailand, I have to take you to India, I have to take you to Brazil, I have to take you to Dharma Mountain, just to shake you up and see it's possible. I have to teach you how to live. You can never find peace inside if you are not even living in this physical manifestation. And not only living, but having a jolly good time. If you're afraid of living, but if I hadn't come in, you will still sit there. So for you, that was a miracle, and it works different for different people. Some people, they don't need to go to Thailand. They don't care. And I also don't care. But I do it for you. Maybe something happens, and it happened for Veena and many other people. And now I'm in Brazil for the first time. Isn't it wonderful? Yes, everything is wonderful, my dear. And I'm trying to show you also that everything is wonderful. But you have a crazy master that loves beauty. And look at the places I found. And still you don't want to live. You see, it's very difficult for me to understand. I'm teaching you on all levels. I could just sit there and talk the diamond truth all the time. And you will be happy when you sit here with me, but it's not integrated in you. You are as dumb as ever when you leave the tent. I have to push you. So you start maturing. It's the only way. And you have people like that, they just talk the truth, but nothing happens. Krishnamurti, great enlightened being, he talked the truth for 70 years. As beautiful as anybody can talk about it. But only talking. No transformation happened. I'm working on all levels because everybody is different. Even taking you to Thailand and Brazil. Not that Thailand and Brazil is not that bad, but it's okay. And thank you for curing me of this traveling anxiety. Yes, if you have a anxiety of these little things, you will never move on. No, I have cured you of that. I want to cure you of all anxiety. Of all anxiety. In Thailand, I was scared 3 times. Maybe next time I'll be scared no time. Yes. I love so much to follow you to these amazing, beautiful places that you are taking me to. Yes, but that is just killing time. Have to do something. And I love all my whole, I am a cosmic gypsy. So I love to take you beautiful places, like I said, inside and outside. Because I think it would, I don't know, people are just different. I have had enlightened friends that lived in the worst cities on the planet, and everything was fine. But if I can choose with the smell of the pine trees instead of the smell of the sewage. I take the pine trees. What to do? And not may everybody doesn't have that choice. A river of gratefulness flows from my heart for this perfect life that you are giving me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel so blessed. I love you. Yes. But you see, it happens when it happens. I know you can understand more why the masters have said, just get out of your own way. Trust me. Relax. Don't think. Don't resist. Come. Come. Let's go and dance. So now, maybe they finish my jokes also with that. I'm so tired. I can't. Because now we're going to put you to everything. Construction work. You look like you're in shock now. No, you are totally surrendered to the master now. Who says nothing is impossible? I've been doing nothing for years. They say that hard work never killed anyone. But why take the chance? Play it safe. Don't do anything. Thanks for being so lazy at your work. No, I look like a superstar in comparison. Relax, Vina, relax. It's so good now I can talk to you again. Oh my God. Navina, how is it going? Good? Master Svara, as a child I used to spend my summer vacation together with my big Greek family. All the children were gathered together. And now when I think about it, those vacations were like the retreats here in the structure. My uncle, a young Greek Orthodox priest, was the headmaster. But you see, nothing works when it's forced. But when things are done after your own understanding, your own wanting, then it's beautiful. That is the difference. But maybe it is some similarity, because you need to be disciplined again. You need to discipline your own mind. He was providing the spiritual aspect and he wanted silence. No music, no dancing, just structure and silence. That is a Greek Orthodox priest. That was in Aegina Island in the 17th. Through his contacts, we visited some monasteries, especially that of Skaros, I remember, and the fragrance of silence there. So delicious. So beautiful. Yeah, they have some places like that in Greece, because in Greece it was one of the few places that was very evolved. You had enlightened beings there even. So for thousands of years ago, they had beautiful temples and communities there. After these years, I went into the teenage years, and I opposed to all of this, to the churches, the priest, and my family. Yes, I moved to Norway when I was 18, alone, and it took 30 years for me to meet the silence again and to remember its sweetness and its inner vastness. Here, under your grace in Dharma Mountain. Yes. That's how it is. We have to lose it to really appreciate it, no? And as a child, we don't know. But when we had lost it and had hardship and noise and suffering, then we, the heart and soul, will long for that again, no? But where to find it? You were very lucky. It came on time because I don't want to meet the last part of my life in noise. Yes. My noise or other people's noise. I don't want it. I want so deeply to take a break, to stop, to be. This is the longing. And your opportunity is totally there. It's available. You just have to know, create your own life out of your new insight, to integrate it into your life. Take away more and more and more things that is holding you away from this relaxation, this silence, this meditative state of being that you are longing for. You have to listen to that now. You've been listening to everything else now. I have experienced my senses, my thoughts being withdrawn. It's so beautiful, the silence. I haven't experienced anything like this before, except the giving birth process, which was and have to be a total surrender to the oceans of pain and the silence between the pain. And after the release, the pain, the quietness. Yes. That is beautiful. To compare it to giving birth is very beautiful. I can feel your depth to come back to the silence. That is a release, it's an ultimate release. And you don't need to go through childbirth to feel that anymore. The quiet after the storm. And now the storm of the mind, of the thoughts, let it die down. Let it become silent. Some of the most sacred moments during this retreat were when I heard the screams from the woods. Yeah, we had some people running around. No, he's back now. And the earthquake that followed the meeting of the fact that someone was watching my drama. Vimal's kind eyes, Vimal's touch, and he helped me. Was it your eyes, Master? Was it your touch? Through your devotee, Vimal? Thank you, thank you. Yes, it was. I cannot be everywhere, that's why I have all these people. No, doing my work. Since soon I will pack up my stuff, all my demons and creatures that I drag with me and go home with the attitude that I accept all of it. They get the permission to coexist with me, to eat, to feed on me. Yeah, but take them if you still feel you need them. Otherwise, my suggestion, but just my suggestion, because I never tell people what to do, but I can suggest that just let them out. Just let them out in the forest and then quickly take the taxi. And very soon they will die because they're used to that they are feeding on you. When you are gone, they soon die. Don't be compassionate with them. Just let, inshallah, good luck in the forest. And soon you will be happy, free, and they will be finished. I understand that by opening for them, I open for your grace. As you say, to be total, it has to be in everything, not a little of this and more of the other. So I understand it has to be this, to be open. Just let the small creature be in peace, and the beautiful angels too. Just don't make any difference. The movement will happen. I trust it. Yes. The trust is all what you need, Narina. And it doesn't matter because they are not real. So if you remember the trust and take no, don't let anybody disturb you. Nobody can touch you. It's only when you get involved. And that only happens when we are unconscious. The more conscious you are, the less bullshit you want to be involved with. When you are unconscious, you don't know that. So people can get involved in everything. When people are young also, they get involved in everything. Because they don't know. They have to experiment. They have to live. But you don't need that anymore. By the way, Master, excuse my ignorance. What is the creature that looks like a bird over your chair? You look like that this sometimes, and it fills me with fear, with love and devotion, Narina. That is what it is. These people, my friend, the Garuda, they should be fearful, fill you with fear. They only fill people with fear that are wicked. Why should they fill you with fear? We must have something wicked. Because they are like, oh, I'm ready. But that Garuda, I can show you a different picture, is one of the Indian gods. In fact, the main god, Vishnu. You have Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. That is the holy triangle. Like in the Orthodox Christianity, you have the Holy Ghost, nobody knows. But in India, you had Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the sustainer, who keeps the universe flowing, and Shiva, who is the destroyer of it. That's why people are also afraid of him. But he's also the healer. So they all are like that. They're just different aspects of reality. And Brahma, nobody really cares about Brahma because he has already created the universe. So in India there's only a few Brahma temples. Vishnu, not so many because also it's happening. But Shiva is thousands of, because he might destroy it. So then fear comes in. And this Garuda, he's all over the East and Southeast Asia. In Thailand, in Indonesia, in China, in Japan, in Mongolia. In Thailand, he's in India. And that Vishnu, that is his vehicle. He flies on this bird and is very powerful, and they said he has a wingspan of 1 kilometer. You saw the Avatar movie? Huh? You remember the birds? Nothing compared to the birds. Huh? Can you imagine how beautiful? And you were afraid? But this is how in the Avatar also some people will get afraid because they attack the wicked ones. They were working with the good people, no? And it's just like that with Garuda also. When Vishnu, he's a very lazy man. He lays on the clouds and just cools in. But if it's some wicked people, or he has to return to the earth or any planet, that a lot of evil things are happening, is going out of control, no? Then he has to come back and incarnate there. So they said that even Buddha is an incarnation of Vishnu. And Lord Rama also, and Krishna also, is an incarnation of Vishnu. And this is how he travels around. So it's nothing to be afraid. It's only the wicked ones has to be afraid. And like Shiva, he has a cobra, a snake around his neck. He's just sitting like that. And that is also a symbol that he is safe. Everybody is friends with him. They love him. But the wicked ones, they are afraid. Durga Ma is another goddess in India. She rides in tiger. It's the same thing. He comes in different... Look. No, you like him better now? So he looks wicked for the wicked, but he's nice for the... Look, like he's doing pranam. He's a servant, just like Hanuman with Lord Rama. Just like that, they pranam at service to the master. Whatever you do, I take you there, like that. It's just like Hanuman. So, now you know that story, no? Very good. In Japan also, they have, in some temples, they have some most vicious looking people on the side that looks like demons. And sometimes very high, 2-3 meters high. They are so wicked looking. And I just love those guys because they are scaring away the wicked people. They are like, ooh, they feel, oh, I'm still having this. Then they don't dare to go into the temple. That's how it is. And the Tibetans, they put mirrors, only the mirrors sometimes, because wicked people, they don't even like the mirrors. They don't want to look at themselves. They're so wicked. No, so this Garuda, he's needed. He was even asking Krishna of existence and on death. They have that in the scriptures. And Krishna says that the good person who is following the teaching doesn't go through any pain in death. He does not go through all these painful experiences at the time of his death. The soul has to take birth in different species as well as go through cycles of countless births, deaths and rebirths in order to taste the fruits of his karma. That's what they say in India. You know, you have to create good karma for yourself. Otherwise, you have to go through many, many cycles, countless births and deaths to clean up. And to come to satsang is very, very lucky. No wicked people can come here. I waited, beloved Baba, so I could write to you from my heart. So here I am. Thank you. Thank you very much for this gift that you are, and you are guiding us. I want to share that this retreat was very important for me. I had been flowing, totally surrendered to the process, until Savini's letter touched me in a different way. It was very strong to listen about your devotion, the way it is so clear and total. I cried. I was very touched. I spent many days investigating my totality or non-totality, my devotion, where I am in the moment. Yes, Haima, I have to shake you up again and again, no? That is part of the Guru's work. And he talk about everything, but something you get shook up, that means it is for you. Sometimes I can just say a word and it's wow, devotion, vulnerability, pow, and you wake up. It is something in you that needs to be integrated, no? And who has heard about devotion in this world? It's totally forgotten because it is from the heart. It is, can only come from a grateful heart. So it's good that you contemplate on it and investigating it. And that's what I want. I want you to investigate everything. Investigate yourself to find out what is real and what is not. I was investigating myself with courage and curiosity. And not only for a few days, but you should do that all the time. That is what the sannyasin should do. Investigate yourself. Question yourself. And I never thought about my devotion, because it was natural. But maybe one amongst very, very few that has this. I remember one beautiful enlightened being called Nisargadatta Maharaj. People asked him, is it possible to get the grace of the Master? The grace of the Master is for everyone, you say. But people are not ready to receive it because they have too much stuff. So the grace cannot come true. And then he asked, how did it happen for you? How did you get your grace of your Master? He said, I listened to my Master and I did what he said and I trusted him. There was no doubt, I trusted him. I follow what he said. From the very beginning, he was out of the way. But this is one in a million of seekers that this can happen. He must have been very, very mature soul for that to happen. But that's how easy it is. Most people, they have to go through a lot. Purification, sadhana, practice, meditation, understanding, to come to that point. To that understanding that you just trust, you just listen. You get out of the way. Then it can happen very, very easily. So go on investigating everything, and especially the things that touches you. Only gratitude, Babaji, for all the treasures, all the cookings, the surprises, for feeling so alive. I'm here, always longing to go deeper. All my love to you, Haima. And that is my wish also, just go deeper. Deeper and deeper. So you know yourself and your own gold mine. Because the Guru is there just to remind you what you already have, to awaken you. If that is understood and you trust, it will be very easy. Surrender all that is false so the truth can come forth. Aum Shanti. Ordinary, nobody knows about devotion. Nobody knows about surrender. Every ego is afraid of this word surrender. Every ego is against the word guru. Every ego is against devotion. But you can never surrender that which is real, that nobody thinks about. You can only surrender that which is false. That which is real, the real you, you can never surrender. You can surrender only that which is hindering you to see the real. Aum Shanti.
Nam Pavan Kumar Elavana Pavaka Gyanakan Yasu Hridayaga Asahiram Sarachava Atulita Baladhamam Hema Shela Badeham Anucharan Krishan Yaninam Graganya Sakalaguna Nidhanam Vanaranam Tisham Raghupati Priya Bhaktam Vata jatam namami. Gospadi kritavarisham. Nashaki kritarakshasam. Ramayana Mahamalaratnam Vande Nilatmajam Anjana Nandanam Viram Janaki Shokanashanam Kapisham Akshahantaram Vande Lanka Bhayankaram Manojavam Marutatulyavegam Jitendriyam Budhimatam Varishtam Vatatmajam Vanrayotamukhyam Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadhyay Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadhyay Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadhyay Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapadye Bolo Bajrang Bali Hanuman Ki Jai. Bhajalo Ji Hanuman Bhajalo Ji Hanuman Bhajalo Ji Hanuman Bhajalo Ji Hanuman Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhar Haran Raghubar Vimal Jasu Jodaya kupalacha Buddhihina tanu janike Sumiram bhavana kumara Balabudi virdhya dehu mohi Harahu klesha bhika Bhajalo Ji Hanuman Bhajalo Ji Hanuman Bhajalo Ji Hanuman Bhajalo Ji Hanuman Jaya Hanuman Jnana Guna Saga Jaya Kapisha Tihun Loka Ujaga Ramaduta Tulita Baladhama Anjani Putra Pavana Sutanama Mahavira Vikamba Jarangi Kumati Nivara Sumati Kesangi Kanchana Varana Viraja Subesa Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa Ata Bajra Ora Dvaja Viraje Kande Muja Jane Usaje Shankara Suvan Kesari Nandan Eja Pratapa Mahajagamandan Vidyavan Kuni Ati Chatu Rama Kaj Karibe Kovatu Prabhu Charitra Sunibe Korasiya Rama Lakana Sita Manabasiya Sukshma Rupa Darisiya Hindikava Nikata Rupa Darilanka Jarava Prema Rupa Dari Asura Sanghari Ramachandra Ki Kaj Savare Vaya Sajivana Lakana Jiyaye Shira Kuvira Hara Shivaralaye Raghupati Kinhi Bohota Barai Tumama Priya Bharatai Sammabai Sasapadan Tumaro Jasagav Asakahi Shripati Kandalagav Janekadika Brahmadi Munisa Narada Sharada Sahita Hisa Makubera digapala jahante Kabi kovida kaya sake kahante Maupakara sugriva inkina Dhamma milaya raja padadina Tumaro mantra vibhishana mana Lankeshwara bhaya sabadagadana Gasahastra Chodhana Parabhanu Ilyotahi Madhura Palladhyana Prabhu Mudrika Milimukamahi Chaladilangi Gaye Achara Janahi Durgamma Kaja Jagatta Kichete Sukamanu Grahatumaretete Amaduari tumarakovari Votanagya minopezari Sabasukalahi tumari sharana Tumarachakakahu kodarana Apanate jasamaro api Ino loka hangatengambe Utapisachani katanahinave Mahavira japanam sunav Nasero are sabapira Japatanirantara hanumatavira Sankatate hanumana churave Manakrama bachana dhyana cholave Sabhapararamata pasviraja Inake kaja sakala tumasaja Paramanorat joko illavi Soye amita jivana palapavi Charonjuga paratapa tumara He parasiddha jagata ujiyara Tu santa ke tumara kavari Asura nikandana rama gulari Ashta siddhi na nidhi ke data Asavara dena chana ki mata Rama rasayana tumare pasa Sadara hora kupati ke dasa Mare bhajan Ram ko paave Janam janam ke dukha visarave Ant kaal raghuvar pura jai Jahan janm hare bhakt kahai Aur devata chetan dharai Hanumat se hi sarva sukha karai Sankhata kate mite sabbapira Jo sumire hanumata balabira Jai 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 hanuman gosai Ripa karau gurudeva kinai Jo satabar pat karakoi Chuta hi panni mahasukhoi Joyaha pare hanumana chalisa Goya siddhisa ki gaurisa Tulasi dasa sadahari chera Ki jainata hradaya mahandera Avanathanaya sankata harana Mangala murati Sahita Hriday Basau Surabhup Siyavara Ram Chandra Padaje Sharanam Mangala Murti Maruta Nandan Sakala Mangala Murati Kandam